You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! I didn't know that about you.
I didn't know either.
I learn something new every day. Why don't every you day. Like people talking in your ear?
I'm not sure.
Must be way like, is that why you like me, Slee?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. I did not know that I didn't like people talking to my ear either, so I'll have to ask Laura when that occurred. So we'll go from there. The only thing, her seat, Emily's seat, there's like a speaker issue there. When Funches yesterday was doing pre.
Okay.
Anytime. Actually, Jorge as well. It doesn't matter what your volume is here.
Super high or super low?
Oh. I could have my volume all the way down. It's blown out of here. I think they were pressing something, but they didn't know which one it was. Because when M talks, it's not that bad. My ears were demolished yesterday.
Emily, what I'd like you to do throughout the course of the show today is
I'd have to take them off.
Have a
it's
random
so bad.
Conversation with Al in his ear during the show to see how long he goes before he's like, stop talking in my ear. I want to see like what the threshold is for your level of annoyance before you finally go, stop talking in
did
my
not
ear.
Know. I was unaware.
I don't mind it. I'm okay with it. I didn't know that you I'm just taking it as a fact, even though you're telling me it's not true.
No, then it is factual.
I'm just going, I'm adding it to the list of Sliwa facts that Al doesn't like people talking in his ear.
Where the hell did you get that from?
Hey, how about that? Emily, did you see that what just happened right there? Oh, now we can't hear it at all. I got nothing from you. We were betting on whether you'd notice or not.
That's an amazing.
And you saw it right away.
Amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
I noticed it right away, but
YouTube,
I'm like, I'm going to wait here for
yeah,
a second.
If you're watching us on YouTube, good job. I think we're on YouTube, although Al, your camera's not up. Maybe we're not on YouTube. But regardless, I have on my classic uniform of a quarter zip sweatshirt,
yep.
which is what I wear 90% of the time.
It's in the wardrobe.
Little Aztec
awesome.
Logoed gear, a little Jordan brand logoed gear. I was wondering if you would notice that it's an Aztec logoed sweatshirt. Kelly gave it to me for Christmas.
That is amazing. That yeah. is awesome. And SDSU, who, by the way, yesterday, I think I mentioned it Monday.
I look good in this, don't I?
You look like an Aztec. You look like an Aztec. You look like...
Let's go to Trujillo's and get something to eat, and then we'll just kind of go roll to the game, and I'm basically a student.
I got it. You're the offensive coordinator coach. You just...
Oh, man.
Listen. The offensive line, that's your crew. That's your crew. That's your guys.
You
got one
down.
Of the best offensive lines
See,
in the country.
If you were Team Travis, what you would have said is you look like
the cornerback
you'd still
coach.
Be in school. You look like you're walking around campus. You shave your beard, you get some of that white out. You'd look like you could walk right into Poli Sci 254.
You throw a hat on and get a clipboard. You're teaching something at SDSU.
But not only did you not give me student status, which is fair. I'm not going to lie about that. You went coordinator. Didn't even get the head coaching job.
No, because... Right now, Brady Hoke's there, and he's disappointing, as
and
always.
And then you went offensive line coach, which, and the offensive line coach is always a big, fat slob. That's just, that's the way, you didn't say DB's coach. You didn't say linebacker coach.
Okay, can I throw this out there? If I said you're the cornerbacks, right? You're just focused on them.
Yeah.
And you're trying, there's a play out there where somebody's doing it wrong, and now all of a sudden you're going to jump in as a corner?
We'd put on the film. And we go, no, let me show you how Dion did it. Right, let me show you how Champ Bailey used to cover these guys. I'm not going to go,
awesome.
I'm going to do this. But that you think I'm in there as the offensive line going, no, you got to plant that foot nice and tight inside the shoulder pads.
Is that hot?
That's a good spot for you right there.
I don't, well, the reason I'm offended by it is because it's too accurate. That's the problem, that it's a little too accurate.
So
I'm
think I mentioned,
thank you for noticing.
I think I mentioned Monday that SDSU was ranked number 22. The moment I did that. They lost yesterday.
Who'd they lose to?
Nevada.
Are they any good?
They're 17-6.
So they're not as good as the
Cowboys. SDSU is 17-5. If I'm correct, because I thought I saw something on Twitter, I think they rushed the court. It was in Nevada.
They rushed the court on January.
Okay, guys, all right, I'm gonna defend Nevada in this one. SDSU is clearly a top 25 powerhouse. in the country.
Sure.
And if you beat them on a Tuesday night in January, the final day of January, I think you should be okay to rush the court.
No. No.
How does SDSU get in the – every time they get in the ranking, they're out.
Here's the list of times it's okay to rush the court. When you beat the number one team in the country.
Oh, no, no, no. Yes. No, I disagree with that.
What else does it matter?
You beat the number five team in the country, you can't rush the court?
No. No.
There are plenty of schools that are rushing the court at number
five. That's different. Then they're all wrong. What I'm saying is you beat the number one team in the country, go crazy. Go tear down the goalpost, right? Rush the field, go onto the court, jump up and down at center court, do your thing. Beating the number five team, who cares?
I mean, okay, if you
knock them out in the conference tournament,
yep.
Different, right? Because we're playing for something. But Nevada's got to go play Utah State in 2 days.
Okay, let me clarify something. If somebody's not ranked, mm-hmm. but they had four votes in the AP, I'm rushing the court.
Yeah, if
you don't even have to be ranked in my world.
If you're 9-10 and you beat a team that's 10-9, rush the court.
Rush the court.
Just rush the court at halftime. We got the lead at the half. Let's just go out there and rush the court at the half and see what's going on. No.
What happened? Oh, we had to stop the game with 11 minutes left in the second half because they rushed.
Right,
they took a three-point lead.
People do it all the time, but they're wrong all the time. When you beat Ohio State in football, rush the damn field, right? If you beat Alabama,
but that means
there's
never going to be times where people rush the court.
That's the whole point. It needs to be special, not because UC Riverside beat Santa Barbara. Who cares?
I may full like that. Rush the court at any time.
I know you are. We got to ask Sedona today.
That's
should
right.
Should be good. We're already getting a few coming in.
Jorge.
Like I like to say, when people mm-hmm. are doing a good job, I like to give them credit. When I need a little more.
Where are they right now?
Going to need a little more.
Okay.
Going to need
Come
a little
on,
more.
Come on, guys. Bring it in here.
So we need. We're good, but I would like it to be better.
I think we'll get some calls to 10:45.
Have some fun. Have some weird ones in there.
Yes.
Get to the bottom of Sedona.
Rush the court. Have a good time.
Do the Ask Sli equivalent of rushing the court. We have a couple of classics that we'll get to as well, and there's a couple that are specific to Sedona and Cap that we'll certainly get to. There's one about you, which are my favorite ones. So we'll get to. Maybe there's one coming up about you not liking having people talk to you
in
your ear.
It could be. Maui Invitational, third game of the season. Rush the floor. Rush the court.
The Sli, if the team with the worst record wins the game, they rush the court, right? That's what if two 500 teams play each other? Do you rush the court?
Show
then?
Some class. Don't rush. Show some
We're
freaking
both three
class.
3-3. Whoever wins rushes the court.
Don't look pathetic out there if you're 500.
They rush the court.
Gotta say, in Virginia basketball history, as long as I've been there, we've never rushed the court. We've beaten Duke. We've beaten the big guys. But like, it's because you got to act like you've been there
before.
You guys
don't have a good time.
But you're also competing for ACC titles, for number one seed,
national
championships. These are the things. I rushed the court. I told you the story. We beat the number one team in America, UNLV, my freshman year at Santa Barbara. Stacey Ogman and Greg Anthony, Larry Johnson, Mo Scurry.
How was that a college
Ackles.
Team?
I don't know.
How much did they get paid?
And we beat them in Santa Barbara on Big Monday. And 18-year-old Travis was there
Amazing.
Jumping around going crazy. How
Amazing.
Many times was life? Only time I've done it.
Oh, we rushed definitely. We rushed a couple times.
Bobby, when he was at Oregon, they beat somebody they weren't supposed to beat.
I think we beat Arizona one time and we all.
But Oregon's good.
But so he rushed the court, rushed the field after Oregon beat somebody that was decent, but
in
not.
In football?
Yes. I'm like, Bob, come on, man.
Was it Ohio State? No, that was in Ohio State.
It wasn't.
Yeah.
It was Arizona State.
It was something like that. It wasn't Arizona, but it was like, I don't know, Stanford? It was one of those. What are you guys doing? There are rules to these.
Okay,
listen.
I'm fine with the rules. Your rules are extreme.
They're exclusive.
To only beating the number one team. Come on.
Yeah, during the regular season, it needs to be the number one team. It needs to be.
That means
no
one's going to rush.
No, the number one team loses all the time.
It's not going to be fun. Add a little bit.
How many
spice.
Times has the number one team lost this year? I bet you it's 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
But if you're number six and you beat number one, you can't rush the court.
If you're, I think they should extend the rankings from top 25 to top 40, allowing more people to rush, more games to be
I
rushed.
Was very worried. I think it was maybe 2 nights ago. It was Syracuse versus UVA, and Syracuse was beating UVA at one point in time. And I was like, if they're going to rush the dang court against us, we're number 6.
Yeah.
We're not number 1. It's ridiculous.
It is. I agree.
Jesus.
Tom Brady,
what's going on here?
Is done again?
Yeah.
Maybe, probably, feels more like permanent this time, 45 years old, 23 seasons in the NFL.
What a bum.
10 Super Bowl appearances, 7 Super Bowl championships, 5 Super Bowl MVPs, 3 regular season MVPs, the all-time leader in yards, the all-time leader in touchdowns. There's really nothing that – there's not a superlative that exists that he doesn't own. And this one feels far more permanent than the one he had. Emily, did you tell me it was exactly 1 year ago today? Day.
Yes, February 1st, 2022. Mm-hmm. Also, suspiciously, the same weekend that his movie, 80 for Brady, is coming out.
What, does he have to attend the red carpet or whatever?
No, but you're, okay. So here's my conspiracy theory hat that I'm going to put on. So he,
it's like he had a link on his on his video saying buy tickets for tickets.
Just hear me out, guys. Hear me out.
Enter the promo code retirement for $5 off.
Hear me out. So lost a lot of money with the FTX stuff. He was one of the people that believed in it, lost a lot of money doing that. He's a producer on this movie. We talked about yesterday how who's this movie for? What's the audience? We don't know how it's going to do in the box office. All the good stuff. He can't afford to lose money on this. He put money into this movie. Okay. And then he's going to go, I'm retiring officially this time. And just so happens to be the same weekend that this movie with these Oscar-winning actresses are going to premiere this weekend. Just saying, if it does well this weekend, don't be surprised.
I'm pro conspiracy.
I heard
theory.
The pitch.
I'm walking out. Of
I heard the pitch.
Yeah, I'm walking out.
Not sold.
I was not sold. I never even sat down.
Yep.
I walked in. I got my bottle of water. Saw the materials on the computer screen. I'm like, nah, I'm out.
You know what? I'm now no longer rushing the floor.
But he's
in any game.
I don't
even they take out number one. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Win the national championship later. I'm gonna go home and have a cup of tea and call it a night. That's the right way to do it. We'll talk about Tom Brady. We'll talk about what this means. Sean Payton has a new job in the NFL, and that's really bad news if you're one of the 10 Charger fans that exist here in Los Angeles. And of course, the Lakers got to win. And Slee, I'm going to need you to stage an intervention for me when we come back. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I love our people, Slee. Okay. I really do. So you just say, hey, listen, give me a little more. They delivered. We're good. Keep sending them. We got Acidano coming up in about a half an hour from right now, but we're good to go. 877-710-ESPN if you want to do it on the phones. But they stepped up. Just ask and ye shall receive.
So Mark Cates here at the station said, don't rush the court. But I think that has more to do with the fact that I said Arizona's when we rushed, which is where he went to school. If I'd have said any other school, he'd have said, yeah, go ahead and rush the court.
If you rush the court, you are declaring that you believe your school is inferior, that you believe you have no business being out there.
That you were lucky. It was a miracle.
That you were lucky, that it was a miracle.
No,
one of those
I think
things.
What you are doing is you are saying God is on my side and I praise the Lord above.
But yeah,
I think that is the other thing most college students are thinking when they are rushing
court. Divine intervention needed to take place for us to beat that team. That's what I heard you say.
Could
right
be
there. So I don't know if you remember this. You'll remember this. Do you remember at the very beginning, not even before it was right before the show started, you handed me a bag, or you didn't, you said, hey, I got
it's
something.
A bag full of cash.
No, do you remember what you offered me yesterday? And I declined?
Oh, yesterday. Yeah. The cookies?
The peanut butter cookies.
Yeah.
You went to the bakery and you bought big-ass peanut butter cookies, right?
Yeah.
And you said, hey, Trav, I got cookies. I saw you give one to Emily. I saw you give one to Taylor. And you said, would you want to say, you know, I'm okay. No, thank you.
You don't do that stuff.
Not typically.
Mm-hmm.
And then fast forward to later in the day, Bergman puts these out, the Girl Scout cookies, in the kitchen, and the Thin Mints. And I love a good Thin Mint, frozen Thin Mint in particular. And I said, you know what, I'm okay. And we brought them in, and I took them all the way back out. And then I said, you know, I kind of broke down. I had three. But three cookies, three Thin Mints, that's that many. That's not crazy.
So Amanda claimed they are smaller, too. She said that there might be some Girl Scouts out there trying to work on their profit margin and saying, you know, if we make these a little smaller, this is what our profit's going to look like.
So I had three. Okay, three. If you're watching this on YouTube, I had three. Nothing crazy. I would argue that's a very responsible amount of Girl Scout.
Respectable.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Go home last night. Our conversation about Susan's homemade pizza kind of inspired me, so I ordered real pizza. got a real pizza last night.
Love that.
While she's making pizza, he's like, "That's awesome. It's a great idea. I'm gonna grab some pizza."
Well, great new spot in my neighborhood, by the way. A little local joint. Fantastic. Brooklyn City Pizza. Shout out to you guys. Mm. Really good. Anyway, so we get a pizza, and Michael and Bobby and I split this pizza. Okay. Have two good sized slices of pizza. Really good. I'm done. I'm thinking, you know, I could use a little something sweet to kind of cap off tonight. And we have those Pepperidge Farm Milano cookies that have the little dark chocolate.
Ooh, yeah, those are nice. Love those.
Those are really
those
good.
Are nice.
And they come two to a pack, right?
Do they sell those at Costco?
They sell them everywhere, really.
Okay. I feel like every time I go to Costco, I see those. I don't know why.
I'm sure they do.
Okay.
So there's two per pack. I get out a little pack. I have two little Milano cookies. Perfect. I'm in a perfect
good
spot.
Good to go. Had some pizza. A
little couple
had
of Milanos.
Some sweets after that. Okay.
Susan comes home. Mm-hmm. And Michael says to her, hey, is there any more, like, Michael doesn't like those Milano cookies. And he says, is there any, like, treats or anything in the house? And she goes, oh, yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. The Girl Scout cookies showed up at work today. They're in the trunk of the car. Michael goes out to the trunk of the car and comes in with multiple boxes of every variety.
Every one.
If the Girl Scouts make it, I have more than one box in my house. Multiple Thin Mints, multiple, what are the coconut ones, Em? I forget the name.
Samoas.
Some multiple Samoas.
Those are amazing.
Multiple peanut butter patties, whatever those are called.
Yep.
We have the shortbread ones, and we have the peanut butter sandwich cookies.
Can I guess what you did next?
Oh, Do-si-dos. That's what they were called. We were trying to talk about what the name of it was yesterday.
The peanut butter patty?
The peanut butter sandwich cookies ones are the Do-si-dos. Okay. Or at least they used to be called Do-si-dos. Yeah. Anyway.
Your next move, your immediate next move, and Taylor, you tell me if you agree with this or not. Your immediate next move was you started doing P90X. You immediately threw on the old DVD that you had, and you just freaking got to work.
If P90X has a portion of the routine where it's to see how many cookies you can eat in about a 5-minute window, then yes, I did. Al.
Did you breathe between cookies?
I was such a disgusting monster.
This is not a buffet.
I'm laying down on my couch. Literally, laying down on my couch.
Sure.
My head's propped up on the end.
Yep.
I'm watching TV, and I'm shoving cookies into my mouth as fast. I'm not even tasting them. I'm just shoving them in one after the other. I haven't swallowed the first one before the second one's going in.
Are you mixing flavors and everything?
Of course. Hey, Mike, bring me a couple of those peanut butter ones. Oh, bring me the samosas. Bring me, you know, go back to the Thin Mints.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to exaggerate. I probably had 15 or 16
no,
of them.
No, you did not have 15
I really,
or 16
truly
of them.
Did. And as I'm eating them, I'm like, you're disgusting. Mm-hmm. You're a loser.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You need to stop. I'm not even tasting them. It was like I had been unhinged, that I had lost my damn mind. I couldn't stop eating them. I had this shame spiral after it had happened, and I'm covered in crumbs. I looked like a bum. I looked like the most depressing, unimpressive person you've ever seen in your life, and now I feel better having told you.
Can you do me a favor next time you're in a moment like that, which could be in about 4 hours? Can you do me a favor? Next time that you're in that position, instead of shaming yourself the way you did, right? Try, just see if it helps at all, if you said, you know what? You're a good person. You know what? You have actually an incredible amount of, what am I looking for here?
Self-control?
Self-control. Just see if that messes with your mind at all, and if that slows down your consumption.
Affirmations to yourself.
Affirmations.
Like, you listen to it on a podcast, too, and you have someone that you love.
You are
I don't
great.
Know, Jennifer Connelly reading it to you, too. So you're like, okay, I got to listen to Jennifer.
You are a good person.
I've never felt worse about myself.
You never eat more than 1,500 calories a day.
I looked down and I was covered in just bits of every type of cookie that they make. It looked like a weasel had snuck into the house and eaten the cookies.
Raccoon under his bed.
Exactly. It was terrible.
Help me out with the crumbs, because I'm assuming you're not taking 3 bites per cookie. So you're just putting the whole cookie in your mouth.
I've got like 5 or 6 of them in my hand. So as you take them out, the little pieces are going to fall off.
I thought it would be like a clean crime scene.
No.
You just kind of go in, everything's
no,
gone.
No, if this were a crime scene, there was cookie splatter all over the walls. There was.
What's this idiot doing? Fingerprints everywhere. Hair
it was
DNA.
Awful. And I woke up this morning and, you know, I don't know about you. Mm-hmm. Like, usually my first conscious thought of the day is, what's coming up for work? What do I have to do? You know, I got to do this. What's traffic going to be like? My very first conscious thought of the morning was, I can't believe I ate all those cookies.
Oh, yeah. No, that happens.
I can't believe I ate that many cookies.
I don't think any
time
you have.
Keep in mind, I had pizza and Milano's before I did that.
Anytime you have a night like that where you just freaking go crazy, that waking up the morning, we talked about it, doing Laker games late and you get home and it's 11:30 or midnight, you don't just say, I'm going to have an apple and go to bed. Like, that doesn't happen. And you wake up 6-7 hours later and you're sitting there telling yourself, what the hell did you just do?
I hadn't been drinking. I hadn't been doing anything. I just watching TV. I'd had a nice night. Enjoyed the company of my sons. I was watching a little basketball. And then those cookies walked through the damn door and it was on. And I completely morphed into a different person. It was disgusting. And I'm very ashamed
of myself.
Hopefully it helped a little bit.
We helped.
Tom Brady done for good this time?
Yeah, I think TB's done. I think it's done. I think, you know, to be honest with you, I thought last year when he made his announcement, I wouldn't have been shocked if he would have come back, but I think this time it is different because he did retire and unretire once already. I don't think he would do it again. I think he has whatever money that's going to come his way when
unless
he starts
he has
doing
movie
some TV,
along.
Unless there's another movie production. I think this time it's for real.
I do too. I think that this one, and I'll play this for you. Here's what he had to say about calling it quits this time.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so... really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me. My family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
All right, so that was Tom Brady posted that this morning. And remember he got a little... bent out of shape, his nose a little out of joint, when last year they kind of hijacked his retirement announcement. Mm-hmm. So this was up at 6 o'clock in the morning. He's like, I'm just putting it out there myself. It sounded very sincere. You could tell he was getting a little emotional there at the end. I think he's probably done.
Yeah.
I think that's probably the end of the line, but I'm not going to bet my house on it. I still think that there's that scenario that exists, and I don't get me wrong here. I'm not saying that this guy is as good as Tom Brady, but we've seen it enough, and we saw it fairly recently. Eric Weddle came out of retirement after a couple of years to basically just play the playoffs with the Rams, that they needed a little help. Let's say that the 49er situation that we just went through, right, where Trey Lance goes down, Jimmy Garoppolo goes down, and instead of having Brock Purdy, who turns out to be a very capable NFL player, is not. You've got a really good team with all these weapons, a really good defense, a very good coach, running a system that you're reasonably familiar with. That scenario, I think, would be appealing to Tom Brady. Hey, listen, you just want to come back in, drop in, play for a month or two, see if you can tag another Super Bowl onto your resume. I don't think he's going to come back and play another season. Mm-hmm. But under those very special circumstances, I could see him going, that would be kind of a neat little wrinkle. I wonder if I could get number 8 if I just played 2 months with T-Max.
I never really thought about that. And actually, when you bring it up...
Because that comes up occasionally.
When you bring it up, if there's a perfect scenario out there, if there's a, hey, I could come in, I know I have the right offensive line, I know I have the right weapons, I know I have a defense that can win us games, I know just kind of putting all those pieces together, maybe this is me just taking him by his word. I think he's done. I can it come up in his thought, hey, what if I did this, what if I did that? Well, you're 45 years old, and you've done everything that he's done, that he's accomplished, mm-hmm. and you could easily make the case, Al, he did this a year ago. He was 44 years old. So right. why would 1 year change everything? But when you're 45 and you kind of went through his, Emily had printed us out. It's a 10 pages, literally, of just accolades and everything that he's accomplished over his career. I don't know, man. To come back again, I know you could easily say, well, Jordan what's left to do it? But he already did it.
I know. Jordan retired more than once.
Yeah, I mean, he did. I mean, problem was he was coming back really in his...
He wasn't 45 years old.
No, he wasn't.
You're right about that. But and I think that the same reason that Jordan came back a couple of different times is why I'm saving 2% where Tom... I think he's probably done, Al. I'd put it 98%, but I'm not 100% sure mm-hmm. because the thing that I believe Michael Jordan came back for, the thing that a lot of these guys come back for after sitting out for a while, they get bored. Tom Brady has more money than
you're
he...
Never, Trev, you're never going to be able to...
Never.
That
there's
high that
nothing
you
that
get,
exists like that.
And you've heard athletes
nothing.
Talk about it. You've heard athletes say that there are... There's nothing you will be able to do in your life that's going to put you in the same position as an AFC championship game where you're going out and everybody's screaming your name and everywhere you go, it's only going to go this way,
yeah.
right? Like, and I mean that from popularity-wise, relevance-wise, all that stuff. They are heroes until they stop playing, and I'm not saying they're regular people after
they're
that,
not
but
they're not that
different.
Anymore. They're not. You're not in the arena. You're not a part of the real action. And this is why I think he's going to be a really crummy broadcaster. He's going to be bored out of his mind. What is Tom Brady going to see in a football game that's going to get him excited? Mm-hmm. That he hasn't done. That he knows how to do it. That I've done that. I've won that. I've won this game. I've won that game. I've thrown that interception. He's completely underwhelmed by the football watching part of it. Not the playing part of it, because that gives you the juice, but what he's going to get excited about going to talk to the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons on Friday afternoon? Come on, man. That's a good job for Slee, for Travis to be a part of this, for Greg Olson, for Tony Romo. These are great jobs. For Tom Brady, there's a reason Joe Montana stunk at it and Drew Brees stunk at it and Dan Marino stunk at this job. It's because it's like, guys, sitting here watching, I've played in all of these games. This doesn't move the needle for me at all. The money may keep him there anyway,
yeah.
but I don't think he's going to have that passion that the really good guys bring to that gig. It's like, what do you want me to get excited about this?
So I will say that I think if, let's just use as an example, Jordan, when he did retire, was not in a booth.
No.
LeBron will not be in a booth. Kobe was as far from a booth as you can possibly be.
And by the way, he would have been great at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's opinionated. He's not scared. He doesn't care if he pisses anybody off. Mm-hmm. He was... arguably exactly what you're looking. Brady's pretty cautious. He's pretty careful about what he says about other people.
Let's just say this. If he sits in a booth and he's good at it, or he sits in a booth and he decides to do it for 10 years, I think the football part of it is a percentage of it. The other part of it, I'm just going to go make $300 million. Right? But, and so just to kind of go off what you said, I don't know how he's going to be. I don't know if he's never going to feel something in a booth the way I actually, one of my favorites to listen to is Tony Romo.
Yeah.
But Tony Romo, I think that's like the perfect person that played in the league just long enough. Never won a Super. They didn't have all these. This is a great gig for him.
Sure.
And you could kind of feel that when he gets into one of those booths, you feel his excitement because maybe that's still there. He doesn't have X amount of Super Bowls that he walked through. That's going to be tough for Tom Brady.
It's really hard to bring a level of excitement for something that you've seen or done 1,000 times before. It's really hard. And the guys that can do it are very, very special. That they still have that. Like, oddly, Peyton Manning, I think, still has this incredible passion for NFL football and football in general and performing and being in front of a camera. He's really good at it. I don't get that sense from Tom Brady. Tom Brady doesn't strike me as a guy that wants to perform in front of a camera. Peyton does, and he's great at it.
Yeah.
But Brady feels more like, yeah, you guys go ahead, and I'm just going to go over here and
Tom Brady and his negotiations with Fox. He's like, really, guys, I'm just not interested. It's not what I do. And then they said, here's kind of the terms we're looking at. Guys, I've never been more interested. This is a passion of mine.
Add another one and you got me. That's how that negotiation went. Lakers win in overtime. They break the little overtime snafu that they had, but not after nearly doing what they do at the end of the game over and over again. That's coming up next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I've gotten a few of those. Gotten a few gifts of Cookie Monster.
Why, another happened?
One Nothing of some other animated character eating a whole bunch of cookies.
So you had 34 cookies.
There's a bib. Sleep, take a look at this real quick.
Oh, I saw that one.
You see that bib right there?
That way it just catches, like,
catches all the crumbs.
Yep.
I could probably use that.
And then you probably, there's enough crumbs for one full cookie. So then you don't have, let one.
What it should have is to have some sort of hydraulic press
compartment
that puts it together and reforms a cookie. You have like a little cookie cutter die at the end and just come up with another one.
There's a business idea.
I'm full of them.
All right, so we all know that Tom Brady is the GOAT of the NFL, and so I gave you guys this big old packet this morning of all the statistics and records that he's broken, all that good stuff. So I'm going to ask you one of these things. Don't look at the sheet, Alan. I want you to get right. All right, so here is my The More You Know About Tom Brady segment. So he has won 7 championships and has won multiple MVPs. There are 6 other people across sports that have done the same thing. 7 championships, multiple MVP awards. Can you name 2 of them?
7 championships and multiple MVPs.
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
Ding.
For sure.
7
Wilt
championships.
Wilt didn't have 7 championships. Jordan didn't have 7 championships. LeBron doesn't.
Or he had more,
and no,
but
and zero
did not
MVPs.
Have MVPs.
7 titles.
It's got to be the Celtics. Got to be another player from the Celtics.
Is it Wayne Gretzky?
No. Any guesses?
7?
Hold on a second. I'm trying to think. 7. Is there a baseball player on the list?
Most of them are baseball players.
Most of them are baseball. 7 titles. Yogi Berra?
Ding, ding, ding. That is 2 of them. So it's Yogi Berra, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle, Lou Gehrig, Bill Russell, and Gene Bellevue? Do you know?
Oh, it's a hockey player.
Hockey player.
Love that guy.
And then Tom Brady. 7 championships, multiple MVP awards.
Damn.
So the more you know.
That's a good one. I like that. That you strike me as a Gene Bellevue guy.
I have 3 of his jerseys. I have his road, home, and then
alternate. The alternate. The Sunday alternates. City edition. Exactly. You have Sadale 3, Anthony Peeler, Eldon Campbell,
bro, if you stop leaving Eddie Jones out of the mix,
and you didn't
put Eddie
finish.
In, man.
You didn't let me finish. I like we were listening to the imaging coming in, and they were talking about you don't like people talking in your ear.
Apparently,
and you looked
I do
at
not.
Me, and it's very funny because you gave me that sincere Alan Sliwa look. You're like, Trav, I have no idea what they're talking about.
Maybe I do it, and I just don't know that I do it.
I don't know. I've never seen you get frustrated with her.
It's just because I don't do it very often because I know it's so loud. So I try only to do it in like specific situations.
So you know what I'm talking about with the loud.
Well, no, because you've told me.
It is T-Raj. If you sat here and there's some malfunction going on between these two, but it wouldn't even be that because with Laura and Lindsay, I'm usually on the phone when I'm calling in and doing their thing. So it has nothing to do with that.
Have you worked like was when Laura, you were doing,
I worked games with
and when you were doing Sliwa at Sunset, was she on the board?
No.
No, I'm trying to figure out where the disconnect where you don't like it is.
We'll just ask them when I see
we
them.
We should get Funches in on this. See if Funches has a similar story of you hating people talking to you in your ear.
Nobody talked to me, damn it.
I do like that.
We'll go live.
You're the answer to the question. I do like that. Lakers win. Finally, they win a game in overtime. And thankfully, I don't want to say they put it away early in overtime, but they took the lead in overtime early and kind of hung on to it, and then they finished it off the way that you would hope. But they nearly did it again at the end of the game, Slee. It felt like, okay, they're in a good spot to win this game. The next thing you know, you turn around, and it's tied at the end. And
yeah.
I don't want to dwell on the negative too much, but it was just another example of end-of-game problems that they're having. LeBron had another amazing night. He's now fifth on the all-time fourth. You're right. He passed Steve Nash for
just
fifth.
Just go by two guys.
Two guys in one night.
One night.
And it's just they won. They had to win. Yeah. They get a night off before they go again. But it just felt like a major bullet dodge, because had that one gone the other way, I mean, they're still where they are, but that felt so familiar, only they finally got a win.
Okay, so a couple things here. I had somebody call into the post game, and there was like, guy said something to the effect of, you know, Al, your tone almost doesn't sound like they won the game. And he wasn't wrong. And listen, the Lakers need wins, period. So they're now four games below 500. They could have been six games below 500. So they got the win against the Knicks. The problem is Bron played 43 minutes again yesterday because he had to go to overtime.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not saying the difference between 38 and 43 is
when you do it all the time,
the biggest, but it does matter. I don't know what they do during the end of games. So I put to the side.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but neither do they. That's the problem.
Okay. So I'm going to use last night as a perfect example. Bron hits a three, and he hits a three with about a minute 30 left, maybe a minute 40. Lakers go up six. The three he took is just a bad defensive play by the Knicks. He had a wide open three. He took it. It's a good shot because he's wide open. Hits a three, he makes it. Still a minute 40 left. And then all of a sudden, and by the way, we see this in every freaking sport. It makes no sense. Now we're just going to run clock. No, it's a minute and 40 left. There's enough time for them to come back. Whether you run clock or not, all they have to do is just hit a bucket on one end, get a stop, hit a bucket. You running the clock doesn't mean anything.
You need to continue to score.
So the Lakers go into their prevent defense. Bron is just dribbling the ball. They don't run a play. I mean, they're technically trying to run a play saying, well, AD is going to set a screen. They're not running a play.
I agree.
You get all the way down to about 22 seconds left or 2 seconds left on the shot clock, 22 have ran, then you're jacking up a bad shot. The game goes to overtime where that game had no business going into overtime.
More.
How about this? How about 4 seconds left in the game? Now the Knicks have the ball.
They had a
and
chance.
You have a chance to actually lose. Yeah. And if it wasn't for Thibodeau, who's saying, Randall, why don't you go one-on-one versus Anthony Davis rather than give the ball to Jalen Brunson, who had 37 in the game.
Torching guys.
Made no sense what they did.
Yeah.
Lakers had a legitimate chance to lose that game yesterday.
Al, this is why I don't have a great deal of confidence in them being super dangerous if they get in at all. This is a pattern. This is something that they've struggled with all season long. You can have a night where at the end of the game, you just kind of go brain dead and everybody tricks it off and you have a bad night. It happens, right? Even in the NBA, it's going to happen. You're going to have a bad end of game sequence or two. This is what they do. And look, LeBron needs to know better about taking bad threes at the end of games, running plays at the end of games. He's LeBron James. He's all the things that we know he is. He takes some responsibility for sure. But Darvin Ham, when he sees a bad possession like that, let's call a timeout. Let's get – guys, what are we doing here? Let's get back to what we were doing. And they don't. They just continue to have these terrible end-of-game sequences. Mm-hmm. And that's the coach's fault. You one, happens to anybody. Two, all right. This has happened, this happened three times in the last 2 weeks. It happens all the time. That's a coaching problem. He's young, he's inexperienced, and hopefully it will get better, but it's not getting better in the short term. They have to get better at that because playoff games, play-in games, they're going to be close. You don't get blowouts in the playoffs very often.
Yeah.
They're going to be close, and if you can't execute end-game situations, you're going to get beat.
So there's two angles for me on this with Darvin Ham. I think one of the things that makes Darvin Ham a good coach in the NBA, good head coach, he's got a lot of confidence in his guys.
Sure.
And the fact that it's LeBron and Anthony Davis and it's not a young team where I think you'd be quicker to say, time out this, that, whatever the case is, I think the other problem with Darvin Ham is, so I use that as a positive, that he's got incredible amount of trust in his guys.
I'm with you.
And then I also use it as a negative, because there needs to be that middle ground of, listen, I got Bron, I got this, I got that. However, if at any point I don't like where this is going, I'm going to drop a play.
Yes.
So I think there is a balance of...
Yeah, but it isn't balanced. It's always right just let the thing play out. And if you let it play out and you keep coming out on the right side, great. Yeah. But you're not.
So
you just keep coming out on the wrong side.
Just go back to it. Let's just use these last couple of games. It's happened against Philly. It's happened against Boston. It's happened against Dallas. It's happening. So they've had some of those moments. Now we could sit back and somebody yesterday was calling in and saying, yeah, Al, it's the ref. I'm like, my man,
stop.
It's not just the refereeing, okay?
Stop.
Okay, refereeing, they have had some games that hurt them. They've also put themselves in a bad spot. You were talking the Boston game. Well, why is Patrick Beverly fouling when you're up three for an and one?
Yeah.
They've also had their own moments where you could look at and say, that's just not good basketball.
Ask Sedano coming up next. It's Travin Slee, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, here we go. It is Ask Sedano. George, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm good, guys. I'm actually looking at Dodger single game tickets, which go on sale today.
All right, there you go.
You got a couple in mind that you're already targeting?
Well, I mean, I generally have to like target it like late June or even late July because I got to sneak it around the NBA regular season and playoffs. And then, of course, there's summer league. So I only have like a couple of games I can actually take the family to. So I'm looking in that range right now.
Why were you so quick to guess Sliwa as the guy who doesn't like to have someone whisper in his ear?
Well, because I feel like, I mean, I just quickly deduced it, right? So
yep.
John has worked in television before and worked on game broadcasts forever. Mason has worked in TV. You worked on a number of different platforms, including, by the way, being the guy in the ear. Let's not forget that part of the equation. So you understand what that entails. Where I feel like Slee, I'm a little disappointed, Slee. I feel like you need to work on this. You're on TV with Jim Hill every week.
Yeah.
Tell him to start talking in your ear. Let's go.
All right. Here we go. The first one. This is from Jason Villalobos, who says, obviously, you love doing your show with Cap, but...
Yeah.
If you were forced to pick a different co-host from 710, who would it be? Talent, producers, board ops included.
Do I get to do like an ensemble or does it have to be one person?
Ensemble.
Honestly, I'd love to do a show with you guys one day because I feel like Slee and I have the whole basketball thing. Travis, I feel like you're the easiest person to get along with at this station
in general.
And I've never worked... with Emily before. So I feel like that in itself. Taylor, I've worked with once or twice. He's filled in for us. So I like Taylor. I feel like there'd be some newness to it. You know, just the marriage gets stale after a while. Cappy and I don't, you know, we don't canoodle like we used to. You know, he wants to, but
George, I'm just saying, once you introduce the third party into the marriage, it can go bad very quickly.
I get it. But you know what? It gets a variety is the spice of life.
George, we're available Friday, Monday, and Wednesday if you're available these
next few days. I'll look into the schedule.
All right. Hovick says... Sedano, why do you always start or look for conflict with the other hosts?
Oh, I mean, come on. Who doesn't want to be a pain in the ass? I feel like there was someone on Twitter who actually nailed this correctly. Sedano is the perfect blend of understanding people's plight, but also really willing to be a pain in the ass. that's me. Like, you know, I generally am... I feel like in real life, I like to be, because I don't feel like this is real life. In real life, I try to be empathetic towards people. But here, it's like, come on. I mean, we're just we're playing in the toy department here. You know what I mean? Like,
I do the opposite, Sedano. I'm like, I'm a pretty affable person on the radio, but in real life, I'm wishing for failure for pretty much everybody I run into.
Wow, look at that. I would have never guessed
that.
The
truth came out. The truth came out.
Yeah.
George, we have a quick little rapid fire here. Christopher Holmes, all right? Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
Whole milk or skim milk?
I mean, neither. I actually do almond milk for
I'm sorry. It was whole milk, skim milk, or almond milk, so you almond got
milk.
That one.
Yeah, almond milk for like a decade, yeah.
Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Okay. All right. That's
your rapid fire?
Those are good.
Those are good.
I'm taking Beyonce as well.
Now, although I don't want the Swifties to get all up on me.
They, you know what I mean? Like, there's one giving me the side eye right now.
There's one that produces 10 a.m. to 1:15.
The Swifties, Riri's Navy, the Beehive, they all, I mean, listen, you don't want to mess with any of them. I don't want to do a Stephen A. Smith and get the, like,
I'll take Alicia Keys over all of them.
The Swifties in my mentions.
All right, here's another one, George. This is from Beto in Whittier. It says, if you could go back in time, what would be the one thing you'd tell your 20-year-old self to look out for in light of what you now know?
I would tell my 20-year-old self, don't argue with Steve Mason over Sean McVay.
That's good.
Although that was definitely me really just pouring it on thick that day. But I would say to myself, don't pour it on so thick, okay? Just don't do it that. Because he literally texted everyone, you lost a friend that day. Which is the most ridiculous, most high school thing I've ever heard of as an adult. So.
And I think that last answer goes back to you just wanting conflict more.
Oh, no, there's no question. But I regret that one only because I definitely went too far that day. It's so funny because I called Mason and left him a voicemail. And he literally texted me back. I don't know if he listened to it or not. He just texted me back.
Like sincere voicemail or?
Yes. Oh, just okay. Like, hey, man, yep. I was just screwing with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, because I talked to John right after the show. And John understood. I mean, he was like, no, I get it. Because John, it's so funny. Like, John, as he walked up out of the studio that day, said, oh, this is a great bit. Keep it up. And Mason didn't even look at me. Just walked out of the room and said, yeah, I don't think it's a good bit.
Well, I'm glad we brought it back up again. I hope that it comes up today.
We've definitely, you know, left that in the past many, many years ago. But it was still, to this day, the funniest thing and both the most controversial thing I've been a part of at this station.
All right. Poppin' Bottles writes, which team do you want to play the most in pickleball? Is it Kirk and DeMarco because they're beasts, or is it Venice Mace because you want to take him down?
Oh, it's definitely Mason just because I feel the comedy aspect of it, right? Like, this man can't do anything without getting hurt. So I just feel like if you're part of a match with Mason, regardless of when it is, there is a high likelihood that he is going to get hurt in this scenario. And thankfully, Tommy Lamb and the marketing group has a lot of insurance in this situation.
Do they have, is it Cap's dad that's with him?
With Mace, yeah.
No, so he turned down Cap's dad, which is ridiculous. Because Cap's dad is actually really good at pickleball. He plays the community that they live in, the elderly community that they live in. He plays every day. Like, this guy's legitimately good. Meanwhile, Cap is sitting there. You know, Cap, this is the thing about Cap. And I love him to death, but he always talks a big game and then comes up short. It's like when we did the golf outing a couple years ago, and I said, and we did the push-up thing, which Slee, by the way, eventually beat us all down the road. I said, you can't do 50 push-ups, like, just without even, like,
without
warming
stopping up.
And he's like, of course I could do 50 push-ups. And then he literally collapsed and looked like he was going to die after like 42 or 43. So he overpromises and underdelivers a lot. So he's like, we're going to play pickleball. You and I were going to practice. So I said, okay, great. There's a pickleball court right down the street from me. It's like 10 minutes away. I can see if they'll let us reserve, which they didn't. They said it's first come, first serve, which is fine. So I said, okay, let's pick a day. And he's like, let's do Tuesday, which was yesterday, because we're off that day. I said, okay, great. I'm free all day. Like, I won't be, I'm dropping the kids off at school. The only thing I got to do is pick them up later in the afternoon, okay? And he's like, okay, no problem. So I get a text from him at 11:40 in the morning. Hey, bro, not feeling well. Not going to be able to play pickleball. And I'm like, you're the one that wanted to practice. I literally moved everything all day. I said, I'm going to be completely free that day just so you and I could play pickleball. And then, of course, no pickleball.
No go.
So we're not even going to, who knows? We're probably not even going to practice. It's just, we're going to wing it. I see it.
All right, we have clarification from Greg, though. So apparently, Mace still wants Cap's dad. That's what Greg says. So you can take it up with Mace.
Well, but he said he was trying to like finagle a way to get Kirk on his team not too long ago.
Kirk's with DeMarco.
DeMarco. But, that's a tandem right there.
I mean, Mason, he'll flip flop. It doesn't matter. Cappy's dad's going to have to carry him in that situation anyway.
George, so, you seem to be, this won't be an Ask Sedano. This is just more a comment. You seem to be the guy that everybody is telling me when I go at Ireland for pouring water to come to Sedano. So, and by the way, Michael brings it up. Michael's like, well, what about Travis and Sedano? They probably got some ideas. So I might be coming to you here pretty soon with some
listen,
ideas.
Oh, listen, I told you when we put, you know, because we have a weekly, or not weekly, a day, I guess.
Laker home
Laker game day. Or right, Laker game day. We do Slee on the Spot at 4:45. And the next show that you were on, forget about the Lakers, forget about putting you on the spot. I wanted to make sure that you knew that there are services to be rendered, and I'm here for it.
That's okay? Great.
I am here to help you and Travis come up with something that will be so epic that the audience and this station will never forget. We will raise your name into the rafters at 710 for the best bit in the history of bits, because what we will come up with, and I'm willing to,
a lot of creativity
storyboard
here.
It a little bit. Sure. Right. We could kind of work it out a little
Workshop it.
Yeah. I am willing to absolutely lend my services at any time, any day. You just tell me when.
I'll send you the list of things that I've already sent Al, and we can start to narrow it down to the most sinister plans.
I'm like the Liam Neeson in this situation. Exactly. I have a certain set of skills, and I'm willing to use them.
All right. One more, George, before we go. It's not an ask blank if we don't have at least one food-related item. This is from John in Huntington Beach, and it says, why are the black beans made by Cubans so much tastier than when we make them as Mexicans? What's the secret? Hashtag Ask Sedano.
Garlic and onions. Cubans make everything with garlic. Garlic is the key to all Cuban food. It's why, no disrespect to anybody else who makes Cuban food in L.A. There's only a couple of places I've had where I feel like it's authentic to what I grew up to when my grandma would make it. That's obviously Tropicana down in Downey. And then the other place is El Cochinito in Silver Lake. That's a sandwich place mostly, but it does, you know, it's a restaurant, but their best thing is the Cuban sandwich there. So those two spots, if you're in Silver Lake or Downey, pop into those two places. And it's garlic. Garlic is the key to all of it.
There you go. John has his answer right now. Sedano, great job.
Thank you, brother.
And don't go too far from your comrades. We may do this a little more often.
Yeah,
well
whenever you guys want, and again, Slee, again, I have a certain set of skills, and I'm ready for it.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you, George.
See you guys.
Thanks, brother. All right, Sean Payton is the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. Good job, Chargers. You did it again. It's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.